Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
That's right, it's about
I'm
that time again.
I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
You're in the maze, you'll fight me.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
Helping you get through all
I'm gonna
these
sing it to my friends.
Of politics,
and
life, and everything in between.
When they fly high like a bird up in the sky.
We're doing the nighttime version of Oh, My Head Is Spinning. If you're not a citizen,
like
you must be
when
talking about immigration, border issues.
I've got a story, ain't got no
Washington.
Just a bad guy
Colorado,
want to
hear about how it's going Congress.
The bad guy
Mike
winning every once in a while.
Just closed
when
down
around in
the marijuana clinic here.
When it
fly
high like a bird up in the sky.
Of different sellers, legal sellers that were selling to people that had a marijuana card.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
That's really going for the low-hanging fruit. So give a call. 760-454-7012. You're on the air. Who do we have?
Greg Gastelum.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
What's up, Big Mike?
Hey, we got Greg over here with Get Right Fitness, SPF.com, one of our regular callers and a sponsor of the show. What did you want to speak about tonight?
I was just calling in, Mike. You know, I always got to listen to you whenever I have a chance, and just love hearing you.
Well, I'm glad that you had a chance to call in. You know, there's been a lot going down on the Texas border as well as the California border, and you know, people are trying to say, just make these people coming in lawful permanent residents, but don't give them all of the benefits of citizenship, which help Democrats, or the ability to work, which help Republicans, so they say. And I started looking up what a benefit of a lawful permanent resident is. Well, it's a slippery slope right to a green card, but you get Medicare, you get free your housing benefits, you get your free education and food and free medical care. So really, there's no such thing as a lawful permanent resident without benefits. So it's really a foolish notion to let the borders be porous and have people flood in here, and to think. And now they've found these Urdu books, which are essentially Korans, but they're not the Korans. They're actually the dictionaries. So, from Mexican to Urdu, so that these coyotes and smugglers of people can translate, and they have the highlighted words from Mexican to Urdu. I only take cash and things of that nature. So if you think that this is just a humanitarian mission going on to help the kids and the women, there's evidence contradicting that. So this is not just about helping out, you know, disadvantaged. By the way, we have plenty of disadvantaged right here in the United States. So, Greg, what do you say about that? Still there? Okay, well, we lost Greg for a minute, but we'll wait for him to call back. So here's the thing. The United States needs to take care of the United States borders first. And there was supposed to be an effort by the military and by the Border Patrol several years ago to put in a giant fence, a double fence, a tunnel going down, and a big driveway in between, a road where the United States Border Patrol, National Guard, military could drive to keep the smugglers, the gangs, from driving through from Mexico. And those gangs would be coming through from South America, Honduras, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, etc., to wreak havoc in the United States. And instead of doing that, we're building an infrastructure in Iraq and in Afghanistan, spending billions of dollars there, and then just having this Dream Act. Why don't we have a Dream Act for United States citizens first? Let's take care of our own first. Do you know if you have a DUI in the United States, you can't even get into Canada? Why should we be chumps of the world to give up our resources? There's really no reason to give up our resources. But that's the way it is right now. The United States is doing that, and as we have the Browning of the United States in Los Angeles, especially where there's over 55%. I don't know if they're certainly not legal, but there is a population growing. And then who checks at the voters when it's time for voting? Of course, everybody's going to check, you know, give more free health care and free education. Just go into a public school and just see all the money that's being given away. And now $1 billion in free iPads. God forbid any of these children, these illegal alien children, are allergic to the nickels in an iPad. Then they'll sue the United States or the LAUSD for injuring them. Yeah, there's a case against them for nickel poisoning, and that is not what this generosity was all about, to get sued for nickel poisoning. If you want to call in, call-in number is 760-454-7012, 760-454-7012. Like I said earlier, we're sponsored by Get Right Fitness. Get Right, and that's Greg Gastelum, www.getrightspf.com. And you can reach Greg at 562-843-3106, 562-843-3106. Mention that you heard that on Mike May's radio show, and he has a special bonus plan for you in your training. He's got mobile training in the Los Angeles and Orange County area, and as well as his own gym in those two locations as well. That's GetRightSPF.com. Greg Gastelum. Just ask for Greggy. He'll take good care of you. So, now that we know about that's a big fallacy about lawful permanent residency without the benefits. That's a contradiction. We can move on to and we talked about the pot laws. I mean, it's just, you know, Mike Feuer, why are you going for the low-hanging fruit? Why don't you go, you're the city attorney, why don't you go after all the criminals, meaning your fellow politicians, that are stealing from the LA County and LA City tax coffers? This is what the citizens, your constituents, want you to do. Not to go after pot collectives, which are going to be legal before your term expires. We're tired of getting ripped off by the teachers' unions, by the Department of Water and Power, by the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancies. Go do the hard work, Mike Feuer, or you'll be a one-termer. That's all. That's all they'll be. Go back to Bitsetic if you want to do that type of work. Do the difficult work for this constituency that is being bled by the thieves called politicians in Los Angeles. What is this, a club where all the taxpayers, homeowners, just get ripped off and inconvenienced and lied to? It's disgusting. People depend upon your office to do something substantive, and it's just not happening. What are you afraid of? Do the job. Do the job for the people. Or are you too locked into the politics of the Democratic Party? So, anyway, we're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll come back and we'll talk about some whistleblowers that might be calling in. A little bit of BB King and Muddy Waters.
Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm gonna down in Louisiana to get me a mojo. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo. I'm gonna have all you women wretch under my command. Got my mojo working, but just don't work on ya. We'll be right back.
thank you, Buddy Waters and B.B. King, for getting your mojo working.
No, baby, no, baby, no. Just don't work on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 1968. Whiskey-A-Go-Go. Long time ago. Great music. Muddy Waters and B.B. King got my mojo working. And let's not forget the great Freddie King, brother of B.B. King. He played a mean rock and roll guitar. Used to put that behind his neck and just go up and down that guitar. Freddie King, check him out on YouTube or go buy a song off of iTunes. I know it was one of those letters. Freddie King, great guitarist. And that was before Jimi Hendrix was doing it. But not a different way than Jimi. No one's like Jimi. But Freddie was amazing as well. And to see Freddie and BB on stage was definitely a treat. Tell you a story about B.B. King. Actually, Muddy Waters. I was at the Whiskey, and it was all ages, and I was, I kind of feel like that scene in Weird Science where they were getting their groove on in the in the soul club, and there I was. I was all of, you know, in my middle teens doing my photography, and I was backstage at the Whiskey A Go Go with Muddy Waters, had my Jufro on. I mean, that was what was happening back in the 70s. And you can check that in the Hamilton High yearbook of 1974. And I was there with my friend Rick. Now, naturally, I had a policy whenever I was photographing, you know, not to imbibe in anything. But Muddy Waters was very gracious. He poured some cognac, and here I am, you know, just, you know, someone backstage doing some photography for the Whiskey A Go Go and for myself, and he offers Rick and myself some cognac and a beautiful cognac sifter. And, well, I have a great picture of Rick clinking glasses with Muddy Waters. So, see, that's the problem with the photography back then. You weren't able to take selfies. And if you were the photographer, you got great pictures of everybody else but yourself. But those were great memories nonetheless. And the best memories are the ones in your heart. And... But I did do a good photo with Olivia Newton-John back in her heyday. She was at the Bonnie Tyler show. Well, am I taking you back on memory, Len? I know the topics were a little different than It's a Heartache, Nothing But a Heartbreak. But she was at the Roxy for Olivia was at the Roxy for Bonnie Tyler's show, and someone else had my camera. I said, I've got to get a picture because I love Olivia. And I love Bonnie Tyler, and I got a picture with the two of them, and I couldn't have been any happier. And so that was one of the few pictures I was able to get into during my photography days at the Roxy, as well as the Whiskey and the Forum. Lots of great Forum pictures coming out in the next few months. Out of the Vault, Rolling Stones, Who, Led Zeppelin, Jethro Tull, Kansas, Bruce Springsteen at the Roxy, his first time around. Okay, who do we have calling? Well, that call-in number is 760-454-7012. 760-454-7012. Let's all. I want to give you a website of another photographer, incredible photographer, David Goldner, Goldner, and his pictures are available through his website. I mean, incredible pictures. I mean, you know, I'm Venice Beach, and he's Rembrandt, but really great stuff. So I definitely would encourage doing some hunting and pecking through David's website. Just check it out. He's got some beautiful stuff there, and if you're a fan of Playboy, he shot several covers and does beautiful creative work in many different genres. So speaking of different genres, let's go into, we talked about immigration. That's still an open topic. We talked about pot and legalization. And did we have anybody call in from Washington State or Colorado? See how that's working there? Not yet. Okay. Well, maybe this will help people get in a little bit better mood for Washington and Colorado. One of my favorite bands. Baseball All-Star Game. There was no commemorative to recently deceased Tony Gwynn, Bob Welch, or Don Zimmer. And I think it would have been appropriate, would have not brought down the special night tribute to Derek Jeter. Take a look at Amazon.com. Sheldon Leftwich has a new novel out. Second, Sheldon Leftwich, very proud of him. Check that one out. It's available on Amazon. We hope to have Sheldon on. Mark the calendar for Thursday, Friday. Have Matt Easel on, Dr. Matt Easel. He's a professor, and he wrote a book on baseball superstition. Amazon Breakthrough Novel of Words. So it's available in both Kindle and paperback. So Sir Lyle did. What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be. And we're very proud of Sheldon for that, and hope to have him on also before the end of the week. And I'm sure he'll want to be talking about the Tour de France also, as he's a big bicyclist. Well, it's about that time where we wrap it up. I know that we can go all night, but we're gonna call it a night right now. We'll go back to the studio, and we'll offer once, twice, three times for a call to come in on any of the issues we've spoken about. want to thank my producer, Hatmo Slappy, who's been on the board, and Shirella DeVille, who's my call screener, and Davida Omega, who has been helping out as well. Thank you all very much. This is Mike Mays on the mighty Blog Talk Radio Network. Remember, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. If you can't find that person to love, this number is 760-464-7012. You can reach me at sportmaze@gmail.com. Sports, M-A-Z-E, @gmail.com. I want to thank you very much for listening, contributing, and being part of tonight's show.